Hey everybody, I'm Tom Dorsey.
And I'm Ben Jones.
And it's the 18th of December, and we're pushing toward Christmas. This week, we were talking about what we wanted to say on the webcast today, and you know, nothing has changed since last week when we were here.
Things have remained the same, right? I mean, it's all the demand in the market has actually increased as there's just more buyers out there on the hopes and the implications of this new tax plan,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if you look at any kind of trading screen today, it's fairly green. Those areas that are up are the areas that have been doing well all year. It's technology.
Exactly.
We've seen drugs respond positively. It's that growth style box that you and I talked about a lot on the podcast last week. And it's some of those areas that relative strength has been leaning towards and overweighting for much of the year. So that's pretty much the same, right? If you look at the indicators, not a lot of fluctuation as well. If you look at Dolly, it's pretty constant. The status quo is the same. U.S. equities leading, international right behind. You know, you look at fixed income, there's some choppiness there because of the way that interest rates have bounced and have risen. So that's one area where you could argue there is some fluctuation, there is some rotation, but it's nothing massive, right? I mean, it's those high-yield areas, convertible areas, equity-like bonds that have all the momentum. So, if you look at really across the board, it's pretty flat in terms of looking at change. So that's where we remain allocated today. Overweighting U.S. equities, overweighting growth, and that's the tilt.
And you're still there. You're exactly there. So let's talk about something different. Bitcoin. On Wednesday, we're going to have our podcast mm-hmm. on Bitcoin, and there'll be a group of us here just sitting at the table, and we're going to talk about Bitcoin. We have two people that I would say are consummate experts who are the ones that run our technology here at DWA. Tristan, I mean...
Yeah. He's behind the scenes. He's the magician who's building a lot of the web applications.
Good work. He's the magician that builds the web application. He understands this. Chuck, right with him. Chuck was running our technology. Now he's moved to the DWA side. Those two together. This morning we had a conversation. And I finally get it.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a while. Although I have been in the Bitcoin in the GBTC, which is the Bitcoin Trust.
Right.
That's almost too wild for anyone. We'll talk about these on Wednesday. But today I finally get it. When we were sitting down, I'm asking, I said, you have to give me the Labrador Retriever rendition of how the blockchain works, mm-hmm. how the Bitcoin works. And they were able to break that down to the understanding of a teenager.
Okay.
And I finally got it.
So are we going to tell our viewers or are we going to save it for Wednesday?
No, Wednesday.
Yeah, a little teaser for
you. We can't begin with it today because we really need the consummate experts here. Where I want to bring in some expertise is in the charting of it.
Yep.
I remember the dot-com days, and I can talk about that and over-leverage and what makes sense for you as far as the Bitcoin is concerned. But there's a lot to be said. This is going to be our first podcast on it.
Yeah, like a thematic podcast, too.
And
it's a quiet week, right? The week before Christmas, I think it's going to be perfect for those of you that are at home with your kids or out shopping. Just put on the podcast on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right, we'll talk cryptocurrencies. And I think it's interesting, too, because you need Chuck and Tristan to be involved in that conversation because the reason why Bitcoin was built and blockchain works is because of technology and because of programmers with those type of minds like Chuck and Tristan who truly understand and grasp it. I have a hard time just fighting with it, trying to understand it because again I come from a more like an economic, historical, financial perspective. When you can't.
No.
Right? It's in this another stratosphere.
This is the opposite of what people say with Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett says, don't invest in anything you don't understand. Here with the Bitcoin, you have to invest in something you don't understand. You don't understand.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to make it a little more sensible for you. So if you walk away Wednesday, you're going to say, I'm glad I listened. There's a lot more that you can do with it. There's 1,000 different coins out there. But it's captured the minds of everyone. And one of the problems that we want to talk about, too, is the difficulty opening accounts.
True.
And that's what people are going through right now. So we're going to talk about that Wednesday.
Yeah.
The rest is the same. Everything's been the same from last week till this week.
Yeah.
So hang out till Wednesday, man.
It's true. I mean, it's true. And I know maybe not a lot of you are adjusting portfolios today just with the season. But, because things have been the same and we've seen equities go up, I mean, some of the concerns you may have out there is that, the markets are overbought, right? And that's true. If you look at Bitcoin, you're probably saying the same thing as well. Probably, you know, you look at the weekly distribution of the S&P, you multiply that by, what, 3 or 4, and that's probably what you see on the average cryptocurrency. So there are tools that you can use in these type of markets. You know, the query engine, for one, you can search for stocks based around their overbought and oversold readings. You can also, you know, when you see those scary shadows, as we like to say, when something is up on a stem, you know, adjust the box size on the left-hand side. You know, so that's what we've been talking to advisors about, Tom, is that in this type of market,
we're
techniques
gonna talk about
to use. Yeah, but this is just with equities, and you know, just so we can leave them with a few ideas, you know, as they head to Christmas. But you know, the box size is important to adjust as you're looking to manage risk in this type of market.
Here's one of the things that you can look at is when you go to your welcome page, I want you to pull up the implied momentum bell curve. And that gives you a great picture of whether this market is overbought or oversold.
Mm-hmm.
When the market in general is overbought, there's no question about it. When you see that many symbols pushed to the right side of the bell curve, you're on the overbought side of the ledger. Can it stay that way? Yes.
Yeah.
Is a normal distribution dynamic? Yes. If things stay where they are, now this whole curve will filter back to the middle of the distribution. So you're on the overbought side of the ledger right now, no question about it, but not to the point where I see that much in the way of problems.
That's true. And so you can find implied momentum when you open up the dashboard. You can add the links of interest widget. When you do that, you can add implied momentum. And if you have trouble, you know, finding that widget or that link, please give us a call. Ask for an analyst. We're happy to, you know, kind of walk you through setting up those widgets because there's a lot of important links in the links of interest. Just 804-320-8511. I'll just put that plug in there. And our research team, they've been doing a fantastic job, Tommy. You know, Sarah, David, Tommy, putting in some helpful features in the daily equity report. You know, talking about, hey, how you can use the query engine to find this idea. So definitely throughout this time period when people are on vacation, you know, your clients are on vacation, it's a great time to refresh yourself with the website, and you can see all those articles in the daily equity report.
Absolutely. Then we'll see you Wednesday for a Bitcoin discussion.